Hello again. It's time to learn and improve your American English with As It Is. We come to you 7 days a week, and you can always find all our programs as podcasts on the Internet. Today, we will tell you about politics in Indonesia. Voters there will soon choose a new president. We'll tell you what the experts are predicting. Then, news from the United States. Michelle Howard now has 4 stars on her Navy uniform. She is the second highest ranking officer in that important organization's long history. So that's what we have for you today as we go to Learning English School and find out about our world as it is. Now, on to part one. Indonesia is the world's 3rd largest democracy. On Wednesday, Indonesians will choose their president for the next 5 years. The election has 2 candidates. They are the governor of Jakarta, Joko Widodo, and former Army Special Forces Commander Prabowo Subianto. In recent months, Joko Widodo, or Jokowi as he is known in Indonesia, has lost support among likely voters. At one time, public opinion surveys showed him leading his opponent by 25 points. Now, the two men seem to be very close in the race for the presidency. Prabowo Subianto has put forward a strong campaign. Last week, some surveys showed him less than 3 points behind the Jakarta governor. Douglas Ramage is a longtime Indonesia observer. He now works for the Bauer Group Asia. He says the former commander has been preparing for the election for a long time.
Bear in mind, this is a presidential candidate who may be one of the most experienced presidential candidates in Asia. And so you think about, he's run for president 3 times in Indonesia, and he's gotten good at it.
A growing number of Indonesians have shown interest in the former general's well-organized campaign and his speeches about reclaiming Indonesia's resource wealth. But some people are worried about his activities as a military commander. Prabowo Subianto is accused of human rights abuses in East Timor. He has also been accused of ordering the kidnapping of pro-democracy activists in 1998 while he led the Army Special Forces. He has never faced charges in a civilian court. His critics fear that if he becomes president, he will cancel democratic freedoms that Indonesians have enjoyed since the fall of former President Suharto. Last week, the Wall Street Journal newspaper published an interview with the United States ambassador to Indonesia, Robert O. Blake. The ambassador said the U.S. government is not supporting any side in the presidential election. But he noted the government has urged Indonesia to investigate the reported rights abuses. His comments angered some Indonesian officials. They say it is unacceptable for the United States to become involved in Indonesia's national issues. Foreign Minister Marty Natalegawa called the comments a lapse of judgment that is difficult to accept. Alexius Jamadu is a political science professor at Pelita Harapan University on the Indonesian island of Java. He says the United States wants an Indonesian leader who will support American foreign policy and interests.
It is very clear that Prabowo's administration is going to be very nationalistic and might not be easy for the United States to invite Indonesia within the strategic calculation of the United States vis-a-vis Chinese rising at the moment.
Joko Widodo's popularity appears to have been hurt by questions about his religion and ethnicity. The Jakarta governor was forced to dispute reports that he is Christian or ethnic Chinese. Indonesia has the world's largest Muslim population. Experts say his campaign has suffered because he had to spend time denying the reports. But he is known for his populist leadership and opposition to corruption, qualities that appeal to some voters. The presidential election is an important step in the nation's democratic progress. It will be the first time power will be given from one elected leader to another. President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono has served 2 terms in office and is barred from seeking a third. The United States Navy now has a woman as its second highest-ranking officer for the first time in its 236-year history. Michelle Howard was awarded the position of 4-star admiral last week. She received her 4th star in a ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia.
If you don't believe today was a first, when I called to order 4-star shoulder boards for women, they didn't exist. Special contract was let, and you folks are seeing the first set in the history of the United States Navy.
Ana Mateo is here to tell us more.
Admiral Michelle Howard is beginning her new duties as Vice Chief of Naval Operations. Secretary of the Navy, Ray Mabus, was the one who promoted Ms. Howard.
The Navy picked the best officer to be the VCNO. That's the only thing that happened here today.
The promotion of Ms. Howard to 4-star admiral is historic. It is a promising sign for military women hoping to move up in a career traditionally dominated or controlled by men. But making history is something Admiral Howard has done all during her military career. Michelle Howard graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy in 1982, and since then, she has won many historic firsts in her career. She is the first African-American woman to gain 3-star rank in the U.S. Armed Forces. She is also the first African-American woman to command a naval ship. And now, she is the first woman to become an admiral in the Navy. Chief of Naval Operations Jonathan Greenert says the honor of being the Navy's first 4-star woman admiral means something else for Ms. Howard. He says that she is ready to set an example for many young women, or as he puts it, bear the burden of a role model.
She will bear the burden of a role model, and she is ready to bear that very well. And I'm very excited about that because we need lots more women in the Navy.
In her career, Ms. Howard has been a part of several important events in U.S. history. She was in the Pentagon, the Defense Department headquarters, on September 11, 2001, when terrorists crashed a plane into that building. And in 2009, Ms. Howard was part of the naval force sent to rescue the merchant ship Maersk Alabama and its captain Richard Phillips. Somali pirates had kidnapped Captain Phillips from the ship, which carries the American flag. She says she was very new to her job when the incident took place.
It was about 3 days into the job when we got word that Captain Phillips had been kidnapped.
American women serving in the military have broken many barriers in recent years. They can compete these days for positions that once were closed to them. Ms. Howard says her promotion can encourage or help other women gain their career goals in the military. I'm Ana Mateo.
You have been listening to As It Is. Learning English is a part of the Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington.